This is the Daily Shift. Thank you all for joining the show. Hopefully you all had a pretty good start to the year. I can't believe that we're already almost halfway through the beginning of the year. We're already almost halfway through January. It's crazy. And what's even crazier is we have special guest, Anthony. Anthony, welcome back to the show. He's the one that tricked me, y'all. He got me with the pickle when we did the salt and vinegar and pickle chips. He's one of the ones that got me. Say hello to everyone.
What's up? I wasn't the mastermind behind
it. Why do I feel like that you were, though?
I wasn't the mastermind behind it, but it's so funny.
I feel like that was a collaborative thing that happened there. I feel like that was a little bit collaborative at that point. But nonetheless, in case you all don't know, Anthony was the one that definitely got the music going for Jay, and he got it all like set up, and he even did a remix, and I played it on the show, and hopefully you all enjoyed that. Jay will be back, in case you're wondering. And I don't want to give any spoilers, but his daughter got married. Anthony, so tell him exactly what you do. Like, what is your interest? What?
I do music. I love music. I produce, record, compose. I'm working on scoring right now.
And what got you into, you do music. In case you all wonder, he makes beats and things like that. He plays the drums, he plays guitar. Tons just all over the board. No pun intended. What exactly got you interested in music? Like, when was it at a young age? Was it like later in years?
How do I tell the real story, or do I tell like the nice, pretty version? I have a couple versions.
A couple versions of it. Let's go with the real one.
The real one. High school. I was in California, and I had ran away from home, and so. A lot of my buddies in high school were on the weekends, they would always have gigs and always have money. Mm-hmm. And I'm not making any money. And I'm going to different stores to take showers instead of truck stops, and or go to the gym because I also play football. Mm-hmm. But I needed money.
Okay.
A lot of my buddies are making money. A lot of them really didn't have their parents involved in their life. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how we all clicked.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the parents just weren't there. A couple of them, live with their grandparents or some live with aunties, whatever.
Right.
So I'm like, y'all, help me. Help me do what you guys are doing. And couple guys just took me under their wing. They showed me how to practice, showed me how to go to venues, go to where the music was.
Mm-hmm.
Go there and just hang out, meet people.
So you guys, essentially, you all were a family.
Definitely.
That was your family.
100%. We were there every day. We would go to school together, then we would go to who's ever house we could be at without getting in trouble. Definitely family. Somebody has some money, they fed everybody.
And that's amazing, because I know there's some people who feel the same way. Like, I'm sure there's somebody out there who relates to having family outside of family. What I mean? Like, just because you're blood doesn't mean that you that's family. I definitely know some people, people who listen to me on different apps and things like that, people who I communicate on different apps, they say, I don't feel like my family is my family. You're birthed into it, and
Well, my family was there. I just, mm-hmm. I was trying to do my own thing, mm-hmm. and my mom's like, not under my roof. And so.
Gotcha. I'm like, I mean, I understand. Like, I mean, especially like, I mean, with drums and everything, you can't necessarily bang on drums all day and then everybody be like, you know what, this is great. I love this. Yeah, like, but no, that, I mean, that's awesome that you found a family outside. Man. That and especially that you all click a certain way and you all help each other out and you all help build. Because, you know, like, I mean, especially in certain industries and things like that, people try to bring you down.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of that, too. It's a whole lot of that, too. But the core group, yeah, we looked out for each other.
And when was your first ever, like, performance? Do you remember?
First performance was at a church. A Baptist church. Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. Market Street in Oakland, California. And I had learned a few songs.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really play that well. But one of the guys, Ricole Johnson, I think he's in Atlanta now. But he was like, come to church. Come with me. And I went. And I think it was a rehearsal. He was like, get on. And I hopped on. I played the song that I knew. And choir sang the song I didn't know. But no one seemed. They didn't seem to matter. They didn't seem to mind too much that I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember him and another musician jumping on to play the parts that I couldn't or I didn't know. But it was, nobody seemed to. It wasn't like, you don't know what you're doing. Get out first. Get away.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, just keep working. Keep working at it. You know, I think that was my first. I got hired at the church.
What age was that? Like, was
16? Yeah. I think I was about 16.
And as you folks know, I've talked about this before. Like, I went and saw you perform. Like, do you have like different? Are you in different bands, different groups?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Like, how many are you a part of at this point?
Too many, bro.
For a second, I thought you were going to say 2 million. I was going to be like, wait a minute, yeah, what?
It feels about that many. It's so many different bands always need, at random, they need a extra feeling. Somebody's drummer can't make it, or someone's bass player isn't answering the phone, or someone's... It's just... And I, the people I learned from all played multiple instruments. So I thought it was normal. I thought to be a good musician, you were supposed to know. That's what I was taught. If you're going to play keys, and you got to have the rhythm. So you got to learn how to play drums. And if you don't play drums, you got to have some feel. You can't just be banging. So learn bass and guitar. That's where the feel comes from.
And what was the first instrument that you actually like? What was the first one that you picked up?
The first one was drums, because it just was cool. I like how cool it looked.
I do have a quick question. Do you know how to play double bass?
Yeah, man. You see him right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone knows, like me, like I'm a metalhead.
You want to try it? You want to hear some?
Will you really play some?
Yeah, like, it's right there.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna do that. That's gonna be definitely part of the show. But
better yet, I'll teach you how to do it. How about
that? Teach me how to do it. No, I don't think I have like the lection. I saw you like one after his performance one day. I saw how much he was sweating.
You was sweating just as hard from dancing. What are you talking about? You were sweating just as hard as I was.
What we're gonna do, we're gonna take a break, we're gonna come back, and who knows what's gonna happen at this point, but if you've listened to the show, you know exactly, no one ever knows. So we're gonna come back, get into some more shenanigans, There's not going to be any facts today. Maybe entertainment, who knows? Whatever. You know the many ways to listen to the show, but one way you can also check out Anthony's stuff, because like I said, he is the producer and owner of Woodhouse Studios. How can they find you, like Instagram or Twitter?
You know, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I don't know my name on there. But if they go to YouTube, just type in Anthony Woodhouse.
So if they go to YouTube, they can just type in Anthony Woodhouse. And
I'm the first thing I see. But yeah.
Is there like a picture? Like a...
Or anything? You'll see this. You'll see that.
Like okay, it looks like imagine like a, you know, those retro designs or something. Like, it's like a
definitely from the 80s.
Yeah, it's like that. Like, what's that one movie where it's like everything was like, I don't know, whatever. I'm gonna have to look it up, but it says what does it say at the bottom? Now here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So at the bottom it says now here, and at the top it says Anthony Woodhouse at the very top. I don't have, you know what? but it says now here at the bottom of it. It's a blue at the bottom as well. Like, it's not hard to find. It's right there. It also, well, that's the album too. It says mm-hmm. album. So if you're like, oh, is this it? Yes, it's album. Mm-hmm. And you can click on it, check some of the stuff out.
Yeah.
Also, you do, you help others as well, because I remember you were telling me like you were teaching children how to play.
I got a couple kids. I got a 3-year-old little girl. Ooh, she's on drums. She's played keys too. She's 3, and she's already on her. She knows. She's working on scales, and she can hit the drum hard.
Oh, I've heard.
Yeah. That little girl. She's 3. So her parents want to keep her around it.
And we'll give out that information if you actually want to like be a part of Woodhouse Studios and like have him like teach you anything or be a part of it or
some advice.
Yeah, advice, like there is a number, you can look it up. Do you want to tell them like where they can find you or anything like that, like our phone number?
Sure, I'll put it. I don't know if this guy's this phone. Hold on, you got my number.
Yeah, do you want me to plug it? Do you want me to?
Sure.
It's up to you, man. I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. Your show is cool, so I guess I would imagine you have cool listeners.
Yeah, everybody is super friendly. Everybody who's whoever you're listening from, I appreciate all of you. And one way I'm going to show you that appreciation by giving you Woodhouse Studios number, so that way you can call in, get some information, learn, get advice, and
you might need some tracks or something. Like, I love people sending me just dry vocals, and then I create music around it. I love that.
So you hear that? If you can sing, this could be your break. It's going to be 228-679-7358. Once again, 228-679-7358. And that's for Woodhouse Studios.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to do something. Don't know what it is yet, but we'll figure it out together. Why? Because it's the Daily Shift. And we'll see you after the break. Keep it locked. Welcome back to the Daily Shift. And of course, as you know, we have Anthony, owner of Woodhouse Studios, here with us right now. Special treat. Right now I have spaghetti and collard bread that he made, and I when I tell you, it's delicious.
Wow.
It's no, I have to bring this up, but I'm not just bringing it up because it's delicious, but also because not too long ago you had back surgery, and you're already up, walking around. You're doing your thing with a music product. You're pretty much getting yourself back into like your old ways. But it wasn't even. It hasn't even been a full month, has it? Back surgery, ladies and gentlemen, back surgery.
They put rods in my pelvis. My pelvis is back down there. And they put cement in the middle of my L4, L5, put cement there. I don't care what you did. I got to get moving.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't know, like, if anyone out there is like a surgeon or a nurse or anything, or is listening. It's like, but that's incredible, because what did they originally say? 6 months that you were going
to
be?
They said they didn't want me to do no. At first, it was no kind of undo anything.
Anything.
I can't remember exact. They gave an exact a weird sentence, but basically it was don't. Just bed rest, that's it. Chill out, let the cement bond, let it bond, and let the stitches do what they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, sorry.
Yeah. It's hard to forget that's there. It sounds like, it feels like you're just having a conversation. Doesn't it? But no, no, but that's absolutely incredible. The fact that you're already, because I know there's tons of people out there who are just like we were just talking about before we came back on, there's certain people that'll just be like, you know, I'm going to follow the doctor's instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get set in that way, and all of a sudden they're still moving kind of slow. Mm-hmm. And trying to get back to their normal. You were like, nuts to that. I'm going to get back to my normal life right now.
Yeah. I mean, for one of my girls, I got four girls. But my baby, like, the kids don't care that you're hurting. They don't come push you, punch you. Mine just hit me. My... So you gotta move. You gotta be.
You're like, I gotta get that swiftness back. I gotta.
Yeah, man. They don't care.
That's incredible. Like when it comes to getting back, because I know it wasn't like all at once. Like, what would you recommend, like, if for people who are just like, you know what, I gotta get this done, because this is a passion of yours, doing music and production and getting a studio. What would you advise, like, for anyone who maybe doesn't have that drive just yet? Ooh. Told you it's gonna be some hard questions here, man.
I mean, for me, I mean, you have to have a reason. Like, you got to find your reason. I don't think there's a specific.
Because everyone
thinks this for 5 days. No, you got to have your reason, and that reason has to wake you up in the morning.
So what would you say your reason is? Because I mean, I've seen the studio before, and it's always been impressive to me. And what is your drive? You're like, what made you just be like, I got to get this? All right. Like, some people will be like, okay, you know what? Instead of getting a new keyboard, I'm going to get a PlayStation. Like, what, like, makes you?
Well, no.
I said that.
No. You're right. I hear you. But check it out. I want tomorrow. Let me show you. Tomorrow I have a keyboard coming. So funny to say it.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't want to tell anybody, because I'm very sensitive about, you know, what belongs to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you're married, you can't keep secrets. So she found out anyway.
I mean, it's not gonna be hard to hide that. It's not gonna be easy to hide that box that it comes in. Why is FedEx at the door?
Yeah, man.
FedEx, give me my free shipments.
And it was supposed to be next day. That's another thing that upsets me. Guitar Center promised me next day. It's been a Saturday, Sunday. It's been three days now.
Well, that's probably because the Guitar Center has a lot of shipments. Guitar Center, give me free stuff.
All right, first of all, I want you to look at the keyboard, and then I want you to check out the price.
Oh! Oh! Oh my gosh! I like how you said check out the keyboard and then check out the price. I saw the price first, and I was immediately... That's why I was like, oh!
Yeah, man, that's the... You gotta tell everybody what it is. That's the...
Okay, so... In case you're wondering what I'm looking at right now, it's a Nord Stage 4 88 key keyboard. And if you want this item, you are more than welcome to get it. I'm sure there's only like, studios that are purchasing this.
Yeah, and I don't know any.
5,000. You know what? Let's split the difference and call it Kiki. It's $6,000.
That's what it was.
Oh my gosh. Shipping and handling included. So let's go ahead and bump that up to
$7,000. That's funny that you say that though, man.
And if you want FedEx or any other company to handle it with care,
right?
Let's go ahead and bump that up to
$8,000. I wanted next day. Straight from the store, bring it to my house.
So does it come with gold or something? Like, it's got to at this point. Like,
man, I'm of course, you know, I'm producing, so I'm always listening for the best sounds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, you've seen just a little, you can go through for 20 minutes just looking for sounds.
Yeah, and we work together on, like, certain productions and things like that. So we, like, okay, so we work together on production. So he plays keyboard and he hears things that I can't because I'm not listening to what's happening live. I have headphones on. So it's different. It sounds completely different to me. But for him, he's like, it was like, oh, there's feedback. And then like when I took off my headphones all the time, I was like, I could have sworn there was static coming from one. And it's always... That's the thing about production, and that's what makes it, for me anyway, it makes it so fun, figuring out what problems, where problems lie and things like that, and then getting everything to work, and then also just, like, it's a, like we talked about in the first segment, a sense of community, because no matter what, everyone wants it to go right. Everyone wants it to be perfect.
Right, right. Well, the ones who care.
The ones who care.
Yeah.
There are those people who are just like, let's just get it done.
Don't matter. Nobody's listening.
See, that's the thing. Nobody's listening. But then it's like nobody's listening yet. Because as some of you know, the way this show started, it was just I just decided to, like, you know, make a show. Eventually just started building. Then you all met Loki and Cloudy and Kai and Caspian and all these other great people. But remember, we started from nothing. And now we're on Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, MySpin, the Wisdom app, and all these other fantastic places. And I'm sure, Anthony, like, what is your story? Like, I mean, you broke it down for us, like, how you started getting into music. But how did you get to Woodhouse Studio? Like,
all right. So the guys that I learned from, I always I'm so thankful for those people.
Mm-hmm.
I reference them all the time. The guys that I learned from, and much respect. But the biggest thing was just keep doing it. Like, don't stop. Once you find your passion, once you find your love for it, do it until the wheels fall off. And so I just took it and believed that's what I was supposed to do. So the studio, so I fell in love with it, skipping school to go practice and then staying up for days, just, you know, practicing whatever instrument, just get some people who's down with you. No sleep. That's the that was the commitment. No sleep until we learn like a classical song in every key, or learn a church. Just learn something. Mm-hmm. And no sleep. So once I fell in, I did it for so long that that's my life. Now I'm not trying to make it. I don't want it to be like music is the only thing that I do. It is, but I'm trying to step away from it a little bit. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
the studio came from my love for doing it all the time. And then I met a bass player, Jahan Pride, another person that I'm thankful for. He let me move in to his house. And I was young and I was stupid and I did some stupid stuff. And I was into graffiti. I spray painted up the room he let me sleep in. I spray painted the walls. And they were completely covered.
Mm-hmm.
He flipped. What is this? He thought it was like some type of satanic worship.
Oh, jeez.
But he didn't kick me out. I had too much going on. Anyway, he produced. He was he recorded people. And he said, you know what? You're a good musician, but you need to get into production. I'm like, what for? Point. Like, get your ideas out. You're creative. This is a good way to get your ideas out. So it started with making beats. And he gave me a computer. Gave me a MIDI controller, keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Reasons. That's the program he gave me. He showed me how to use it. And I was like, go in your room. Make some music.
I mean, I think that's awesome, especially the fact that you touched up on something. It's an outlet. Like, you're creative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people who, and I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who can understand this, because actually, this right here that I'm wearing, somebody at work made this.
Oh, let me see.
Like, and she makes tons of them. And she has like five binders. And she makes them.
She draw? Does she
I don't know how she does it, but she has tons. She has like a saint one and that one and like tons of other ones. And she makes those. It's what? Like, like it's fantastic. And
she made this thing, or she made this and then bought this?
No, she made this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, nice. So how did you attach it?
Oh, it's just like a little Velcro. I know some people can't see this right now. Some people are like, you need to be on YouTube. No, I don't do. Anyway,
YouTube would be nice though. So how does she, you don't know how she creates them?
No, I have no idea. But I love it. And it.
Could she make a Woodhouse Studio one?
Because she was like, you should see the other ones that I have in my garage. And I was like, other ones? I was like, you have like five. You know when binders get too big and full of paper?
Yeah, they start looking like.
It's like, and they can't even close. And like, yeah. They start sliding off. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I'll ask her actually in a little bit here.
Shout out to her.
Shelly. Shelly is her name. So Shelly, shout out to you. I appreciate that. Like I was saying, for people who just need an outlet, like who feel like, whether it be writing, because I wrote a whole book, like actually now too, it's a series. People who are like Anthony and need to get it out through music, it's a great escape. It's a great way, because I feel like you're escaping reality for just a little bit.
Whoa.
Like just a little bit, like you're just in your own world. Like when people are like, think about it, when you're in your car and you're listening to a great song, like you're just singing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and like you're forgetting everyone's around. Like some of the people, like I'm sure there's like a video. There's a video actually of somebody being recorded while they're singing and just having a great time. And then like they look over and see that there's a camera on and they stop. And you know, but like you forget mm-hmm. for just a moment, and you're just in your own little world.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Like, how do you feel when you're creating music? Like, do you feel like it's like your own little universe that you're creating?
I think the biggest thing is I feel like whatever it is I'm working on, I have to get it done because there's so much more to do. So I'm kind of like trying to finish it, whatever it is. And yeah, definitely, I used to be real bad about forgetting my responsibilities. That's the reason why the studio was in the house. I had a building over on Pass Road. I would be in there and I'll be in there for days. Like, my wife would come in, like, what are you doing? Come home.
I am home. Oh, wait.
See, I mean, we had a lot of not major problems, but it happened too many times where I was supposed to go pick up kids from school.
Oh.
And I would forget the call. I'm like
losing track of time. And yeah, because I mean, you can't see like the time pass because I mean, windows and stuff like that.
No windows. It's always the same time. That's another thing I love about being. But yeah, she's like, no, I love the fact that you're doing what you love. Let's figure it out together. Bring it home. It's like, I'm telling you, bro, I'll go in around 2 in the afternoon, and then I'll look up and it's like 4 in the next morning.
And I'm like, oh, shit. You see, that's the amazing thing that I see with your relationship is that, like, your wife supports it. It's not like, you know, it's, oh, well, you know what? Like, you got to pick one or whatever. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we just been in it for a while. So she understands, like,
it's a passion and it's something that you truly love, you know?
Yeah, it's got to the point where it even affected my health for a while. Like, year before last, I used to get, like, sores under my legs from sitting so long.
Oh, man.
Like, and my hands, I actually think I needed her to help me not be so.
So into, like, you know, like, to pull you out when you needed to be pulled out, you know? Mm-hmm. I get it. Like, it can definitely be something that's just like, because it's not, like, you're not seeing it as a job. You're seeing it as, like I said, a passion, something also fun. It's something that you just really love to do. And then, like, it's like, well, you gotta pull it out. Like, people who love programming and, like when I was writing, I would write for I think I spent this is before, like, I had my own computer. I would go to the library and they would close down. And I think that was like something that was like helpful to me just to be like, okay, we're closing. It's like, let me finish this chapter because it's in your mind and you don't want to forget it. You know what I mean? And especially when you're creating something, it's like, yeah, I'm in a zone right now and I'm like, I can't tell you, like, and especially music actually helped me write a lot of my books because I would be listening to, and I can tell you some of the songs, like, anyone who's read it, Midnight Sky, that was inspired by, the title was inspired by the Miley Cyrus song because I just, at that time, I was like, that has a great feel to it. And I'm sure, like, whenever you're creating, which is another question that we're going to ask in the next segment, what helps you create? Like, what inspires you to create?
Everything. Everything, my kids, this, you see that reptile?
Yeah.
The guy, he's holding it. I hear sounds when I see that. And so I've been tempted to try to put some music to it, just the picture. But I got to finish up some other stuff first. Like, that's like, that's fun for me.
The fact that you have another project already set up before you.
I just want to see what kind of sounds I can create. I've been seeing it for, you know, about a day or so.
What we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Somebody's gonna play those that double bass.
Come on.
I don't know if it's me.
Come on.
I'm gonna be full of spaghetti at that point because I've been like I've been slowly like looking at it and like I'm anyway. There's spaghetti to eat, double bass to hear, so many other things happening on the show. Only way to know is to keep it locked right here. This is the Daily Shift. You know the many ways. You know the way to find Anthony. You can go to YouTube, Anthony Woodhouse, Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, MySpin Radio, the Wisdom app, Apple, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher. You know all of these ways. So many ways that I can't even name them all within the same allotted time. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break. Keep it locked. Don't move a muscle. If you do, we'll know. And we will hunt you down.
No. You might have to go
and forward. Change it back. Keep it locked.
A broken heart is all that's left. I'm still fixing.
Welcome back to the Daily Shift. I hope everyone has enjoyed the show, has enjoyed Anthony, aka Woodhouse Studios Company. I appreciate you being on. I appreciate the spaghetti that I'm definitely gonna ask for like some to bring with me. it's been a great show. We dove a little bit into past to figure out who Anthony Woodhouse is, and I hope you all enjoyed the journey that we took together. I'm gonna recommend this movie to everyone. I personally haven't finished it myself, but it's called Lamb. I have no idea what's gonna happen next. It's a 2021 movie. If you've ever seen the movie Bright, it's the main villains. She's the star of that movie. Well, one of the stars. European movie. Great so far. I'm enjoying it. Can't wait to finish it and find out exactly what's happening, because I have never been more confused by a movie in my life. And I've seen movies by M. Night Shyamalan.
This one?
Yes. That's the one. If you see a movie with sheep in it, and you're like, this can't be it. That's the one. And keep in mind the ratings of every movie that I tell you about. Please keep in mind the rating of this movie, because I have no idea where they're going with this.
Yeah, it seems like a lot is happening because they're saying it needs to be explained. You won't understand it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's disturbing?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so keep in mind the ratings, folks. Please, please don't put that on me. I'm telling you in advance. But also, I'm telling you in advance right now to have a fantastic week. It is Tuesday. I know it's a late show, but it's okay. Why? Because you get to spend the day with me. We got past Monday already. That means you're here into Tuesday with us, heading into Wednesday. With that being said, if it is, actually, should we do who's going to do the double bass?
I'm going to show you. Wow, I got to watch this movie.
I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
I already love it. All right. So, the first lick,
Okay, so okay, I'll go over here. I'm going to try this.
All right, cool.
I'm going to try this.
If you're listening, look.
It's going to be a little loud.
So if you want to learn double bass, you practice with your heels. Like, keep your toes on the ground. I don't know if this is like the 100%, but this is what I learned.
Can I do it while standing?
Let's see. No, I mean, you would look kind of weird, like you're twerking or something.
Okay, well, there you go.
No, you're sitting on the drum seat. That's the drum seat.
Yeah, but I have to get over there with the...
Yeah, pull, look, that has wheels. You just pull it over to the bass speaker. Move that out the way.
All right.
Kick that bag over here.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting this. I don't have my headphones on, so I don't know how loud I'm going to... Actually, when I start doing this, just turn this down a little bit. Because this we're right there. It's going to... People are like, oh, it's going to go to sleep.
Well, not now, you're not. Yeah, take the drum seat. Oh, I said no one coming. What are you doing? You got to go, baby. I'm sorry. I'm going to come get you, okay? All right, give me a few minutes. I'll come get you when I'm done.
The most adorable interruption that you will probably ever hear.
No, it's going to we're gonna play drums. It's going to be loud.
That's why you're wearing headphones.
No,
we're doing a show.
Go.
What's happening right now?
Hey, I told you. Go. Go get some candy or something. All right, close the door. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the most adorable interruption that you will probably ever hear in the history of shows. Okay.
Close the door. Look at this.
She's like, I'll close the door.
She actually brought back candy though. All right, so keep your toes on the pedal. Let's try to raise your heel. Now stomp down.
Daddy.
Yeah. Let's got to get a feel first. Get one at a time. Thank you. Okay, lift up your heel though. Yeah. There you go. Lift your heel up. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, you know what? I'm going to take some lessons from you so I can get this. Because I would love nothing more than to play like a metal song.
Dude.
Double bass.
Come, what are you waiting on? Why haven't you already started?
Because it's a long story. A long story that we're gonna
Why haven't you learned how to play drums?
Daddy.
Because I was not allowed to have drums when I was younger.
Mommy,
like my mom was like, not in my house. Not that noise. And I was like,
it's my house.
Sure is. Hmm. It's nice to see your mom.
Open this, mom. Well, actually, do you wanna say goodbye? Do you wanna help us say goodbye?
Aaron, you wanna say goodbye?
You want to help us say goodbye to the listeners? Well, ladies and gentlemen, Anthony, do you have anything? Do you have any closing notes or anything like
man,
that?
Man, this is my biggest one thing I live by, man. If you can have whatever it is you want. Not who you can't make people do what you want them to do. You can't force people. You can't trick them. If you do, that's not right. But as far as like physical crap, like material stuff, this is a $5,000 drum set. I got a $6,000 keyboard coming on. I'm not bragging, but these are like top lines. That's not an Apple TV. But if I wanted one, if I really really that's my closing thing. Whatever you want, I thought I wanted that. I'm trying to sell it. It's cool. It's one of those T-Pain things. You put a mic to it, and you sing, and it's... Yeah, man. It's a vocoder. But yeah, that's my thing. If you want it, you don't have to trick anybody. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to steal it. You just think about it. And have a clear picture in your mind what it is you want. And then you just
fight for it.
You don't even have to fight because it's so much.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, pursue it. Like, you know, put in the work for it.
Definitely. But don't. And then one more thing is I love church, Christian people. But to me, they worry too much. They say that they want something. They pray to Jesus. And they, oh, God, help me with this thing. I didn't do any of that. I just knew what I wanted, and I focused on that goal. So that's my closing comment. You can have whatever it is you want. You don't have to steal. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to be a criminal. Because I used to be. So that was my big thing. A lot of people I hung out with. See, I used to do graffiti. You don't have to vandalize other people's stuff to prove a point.
And I think that's a good lesson for anyone who's listening, whether it's the middle of the night or if it's morning. Take that to heart. Fall asleep. Dream about it at night.
There you go. Dream about it.
This has been The Daily Shift. If it's morning for you and you're getting your cup of coffee, then good morning. And if it's nighttime and you're heading to bed, just like these little ones, then good night. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you all next time. Keep it locked.
I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like a foreign land.